请我们翻到翻到希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他。世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
But one has testified somewhere, saying, What is man that thou rememberest him, or the son of man that thou art concerned about him?
你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
Thou hast made him for a little while lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor.And has appointed him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet.
既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万有万物都服他。
For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣。因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
But we do see him who has been made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he might taste death for all things.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。使救赎他的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their faith through sufferings.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们今天能坐在这里，因为国度是属于你的。
Precious Lord, we want to thank you because the reason we can even be seated here tonight is because thine is the kingdom.
我们能坐在你的脚前，像玛利亚，能听你的话，有人能在这里为你说话，这些托话的能力和听话的能力都是属于你的。
We thank you because we can be seated here, just like Mary, at your feet. Those who speak, Lord, and those who hear, we thank you that it is by your grace.
但愿在这个聚会里面，用你自己的荣耀来充满我们。
May you fill us with your glory in this meeting tonight.
让我们真看见荣耀是属于你的。
May we see that indeed the glory is thine.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为国度、能力和荣耀全是你的。
We thank you because thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
我们这样的祷告是靠主耶稣基督的圣的名。
We pray this in the victorious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才读一段圣经，就是
just read a portion of the scripture.
那段圣经很明显是引诗篇第八篇的话。
Very clearly, that used the words found in Psalm 8.
我们曾经说到，在旧约，在神的心目中只有一个宝座。
We mentioned that in God's heart.There is but only one throne.
那个宝座就是大卫的宝座。
In the Old Testament, and that is David's throne.
所罗门是坐在大卫的宝座上。
Solomon sat on David's throne.
约西亚是坐在大卫的宝座上。
Josiah sat on David's throne.
所罗门没有自己的宝座。
Solomon did not have his own throne.
约西亚没有自己的宝座。
Josiah did not either.
将来我们的主回来的时候。
So when the Lord is to return.
他也是坐在大卫的宝座上。
He is to be seated on the throne of David.
所以大卫的宝座最能告诉我们到底国度是什么。
So the throne of David can tell us what is the kingdom.
所以当大卫说
so when,
国度也是你的。
So when David said, thine is the kingdom.
没有一个人比大卫更认识什么叫国度。
There was no one who knew about the kingdom more than David.
虽然神曾经对他说你不是那个人。
Even though God told him one day that he was not that person.
你流了太多人的血。
You shed too much blood.
所以你不能为我建造圣殿。
So you cannot build the temple for me.
但大卫满心要为神建造圣殿。
But David had a heart to build that temple.
他有多少个晚上失眠就是因为要建造神的殿。
He had so many sleepless nights because he wanted to build
the temple. 那个打击是个痛苦的打击。
So that hurt was a great hurt.
那个打击是因为爱主而有的打击，而有的痛苦。
That was a result of suffering because he loved the Lord so much.
他不是为自己要做什么。
It wasn't as if he wanted to do something
for himself. 他要一切为着神来做。
He wanted to do all for God.
他不要合上眼睛。除非他看见神的殿能够被建造。
He did not want to close his eyes until he saw that the temple was built.
难怪大卫是合乎神心意的人。
No wonder David was a man after God's own heart.
他的苦难是为着叫着主的心得着满足而受苦的。
His suffering was because the Lord's, so that the Lord's heart can be satisfied.
在这个时候，我们的神应当接受他的。
So at this time, our God should have accepted him.
我们的神应该毫无疑问的就接受他的奉献。
Undoubtedly, God should accept his offering.
但神说你不是那个人。
But God said, you're not that person.
大卫有没有因为这个缘故就退后了呢？
Did David, because of this, take a step back?
他有没有这个因为这个缘故就上了仇敌的当呢？
Did he get deceived by the enemy?
虽然神拣选了别人，
Even though God chose somebody else,
他仍旧把他所有的献上，
Yet he gave of his all.
最后当圣殿建起来的时候，
So when the temple was built,
那个不叫大卫的圣殿，
It wasn't called David's temple.
大卫的宝座不错，
It's the throne of David.
但那个圣圣殿是所罗门的圣殿。
But that temple was Solomon's.
神好像刻意的把荣耀归给别人。
It's as if God gave the glory to someone else.
当你真心要侍奉神的时候，
If you want to serve God.
当你听见神说你不是那一个人，
When you hear God say you're not the one.
我们觉得像我们这样的人，神非用我们不可。
We feel that God has to use us.
如果有一天神说我不能用你，
But one day when God says I can't use you.
我们能不能接受？
Can we accept it?
我们今天不侍奉神就算了。
If we don't serve God, that's it.
我们一侍奉神，神非用我们不可。
When we serve God, God has to use us.
我们太重要了。
Because we're too important.
我们应该都摆在最明显的位置上。
So we need to be in a prominent position.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神说你不是那个人。
God said, you're not the one.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
他应该什么都不做了。
He should have given up on everything.
他在一生最后的一段年日，
And at the end of his days,
他只做一件事，
He did one thing.
把他所有的储蓄都放在主的脚前。
He put all of his wealth before God's feet.
当他真的把所有放在神的脚前的时候，
When he put all before God's feet,
所有他百姓所奉献的都在大卫的脚前。
All that his people offered was at David's feet.
然后大卫带着他自己的奉献和全民的奉献。
And then David took his offering and the offering of all the people.
他有一个祷告。
And he had one prayer.
那个祷告就是。
And that prayer is.
国度是你的。
Thine is the kingdom.
你怎么叫国度是你的？
How do you know thine is the kingdom?
你在哪里？
Where you are.
你是不是在他的脚前？
Are you at his feet?
虽然神说不是你。
Even though God said you're not the one.
神可以用你，神也不用你。
God can use you, he doesn't have to use you.
当主把我们摆在一边的时候，
When he puts us aside,
你能不能为主仍旧鞠躬尽瘁，把所有都摆上呢？
Can you still diligently give your all to him?
神要用你的时候，你当然鞠躬尽瘁，你什么都摆上。
Of course, when God wants to use you, you give your all.
但是不要忘记，因为国度是他的。
But don't forget, because the kingdom is his.
他可以用你。
He can use you.
他也可以不用你。
He can also not use you.
他可以用你，他可以把你摆在一边。
He can use you or put you aside.
在这个时候，你能不能对主说，主啊，我把我的一切都放在你的脚前。
At this moment, can you tell God that I'm going to put everything before your feet?
你要侍奉主的时候，
If you had to serve
God, 你当然什么都摆在主的面前。
You give all to him.
现在你在主的手里有用。
Now you're useful in his hands.
但是现在，你看见因着他是主的缘故。
But because he is Lord.
你说他用你，他是主。
You say he uses me, so he is Lord.
他不用你，他是不是仍旧是你的主？
If he doesn't use me, he's still my Lord.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见说大卫学了个美好的功课。
David learned a wonderful lesson.
等到最后，他把所有都摆在神的面前。
At the end, when he put and gave all before God.
结果就是把所有的都摆在他的脚前。
All of that was put.Under his feet.
你怎么形容这个国度？
How do you describe this kingdom?
难怪圣经说这是大卫的宝座。
No wonder the Bible says it is David's throne.
就这么一个宝座。
Only one throne.
没有第二个。
Not a second one.
因为大卫 不只认识神的国，不只认识天国，不认识国度。
Because David not only knew the kingdom,
而且他能够祷告说国度是你的。
But he could also pray that thine is the kingdom.
所以因为这个缘故
,For this reason,
神开他的眼睛。
God opened his eyes.
他在大卫第八篇里面给我们看见他的确认识神的国度。
In Psalm 8, we see that he indeed knows the kingdom.
整创世纪第一章第二章完全向他打开。
And Genesis 1 and 2 are completely open to him.
你如果读也读这个诗篇第八篇的话
If you read Psalm 8,
你发现第一节是相对于创世纪第一章的第一节。
You will see that verse 1 of Psalm 8 is equal to the Genesis 1:1.
从第四节以后
After verse 4,
你看见就相当于创世纪二十六节以后。
It compares to verse 26 in Genesis 1.
然后你怎么解释从第二节到第二十五节呢
？And how do you explain verses 2 to 25?
这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
为什么神要创造人
？Why did God create man?
而神创造人的时候，叫人比天使微小一点。
And when he created man, it was a little lower than angels.
神自己并不出来对付仇敌。
God himself did not come to deal with the enemy.
因为他是创造者。
Because he is the creator.
用创造者的能力来对付受造者，那是轻而易举的事。
With the strength of a creator, it is just something that you wouldn't even think of to deal with a created being.
如果他这样做的话，
If he were to do something like that,
仇敌有话要说。
The enemy would have something to say.
三分之一堕落天使有话要说。
A third of those fallen angels would have something to say.
三分之二没有堕落天使也有话要说。
And the two-thirds of angels who did not fall would have something to say.
现在想要做一件事。
God had to do something.
不只胜过仇敌。
Not only overcome the enemy.
而且叫仇敌闭口不言。
But also shut the mouth of the enemy.
所以因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
神就创造的人比天使微小一点。
God created man a little lower than the angels.
天使是受造之物。
Angels were created beings.
后来背叛了，就变成撒旦跟魔鬼。
When they rebelled, they became Satan and the devil.
现在你怎么对付这个天使变堕落的天使呢
？So how do you deal with fallen angels?
神就创造了比人更微小的人。
God created man a little lower than angels.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
他把一棵树摆在两棵树摆在伊甸园中间。
He put two trees in the Garden of Eden.
他要人拣选生命树。
He wants man to choose the tree of life.
因为只有宇宙只有这棵树代表什么是生命。
Because in the universe, only this tree represents the life of God.
等到人真的吃了生命树果子以后。
When man eats of the fruit of the tree of life.
这个人很自然的就回转像小孩像婴孩一样。
Naturally, this person turns back to an infant stage.
那个生命是依靠的生命。
That life becomes a life of dependence.
那个生命是顺服的生命。
That life is a life of obedience.
结果就因着他这样的好像没有力量。
At this point when supposedly he doesn't have strength.
结果就建立了能力。
Then he develops strength.
而那个能力大到一个地步。
And that strength is powerful to a point.
可以击败仇敌。
Can defeat the enemy.
对付仇敌。
Can deal with the enemy.
而且叫仇敌闭口不言。
And can shut the mouth of the enemy.
那么到底应该怎么样做呢
？How is that done?
怎么样人能够达到这个目的呢
？How can man reach that goal?
我们知道说，神对人的旨意是这样。
We know that the purpose to man from God.
一面他以荣耀尊贵来做我们的冠冕。
Is that he will crown us with glory and majesty.
当我们根据神的形象来创造的时候。
When we are created according to his image.
我们就看见神就以荣耀跟尊贵做了我们的冠冕。
We know that glory and majesty have become a crown.
但是神同时给我们一个使命。
But at the same time, God gives us a mission.
那个使命就叫我们能够管理神手里所造的。
And that mission is to care for what God has created.
神要做人，神要做海人，做海陆空的大元帅。
We are to be the head of all the military.
结果神圣经的话说，要叫万物都服在他的脚下。
So that all things would be in subjection under his feet.
因为那个生命是个顺服的生命。
Because this life is a life of obedience.
所以当人服在神的脚下的时候。
When man is under his feet.
神就把万物都服在他的脚下。
So all things are in subjection under his feet.
结果我们知道说这个人类就很自然的神叫他能够 遍满地，能够治理这地。
So the human race can then fill the earth, can subdue the earth.
那么怎么治理这地呢？
How does it subdue the earth?
圣经给我们一个很清楚的原则。
We see a very clear principle.
当全地都沦陷在敌人的手里。
When all the earth is under the hands of the enemy.
但世界都握在那恶者的手下。
When the world is in the hands of the evil one.
现在我们怎么能够从仇敌的手里面为神夺回那些失去的领土呢？
How can we gain, recover the lost territories from the enemy?
只有当这个生命充满整个大地的时候。
Only when this life fills the entire earth.
所以主的话说 fruitful and multiply, 意思就是说生养众多。
That's why the Bible says to be fruitful and to multiply.
这个生命
this life,
这个依靠的生命
this dependent life,
这个生命树的生命
this life from the tree of life,
不光是要长大
not only needs to grow,
而且要丰满
but it needs to be full,
不是一点点
not just a little.
现在讲 fullness, 现在讲丰满
you're talking about fullness,
满到一个地步
full to a point.
不管这个生命到什么地方
No matter where this life goes
很清楚的
Very clear
如果它充满整个的大地的话
If it fills the entire earth
因为整个大地就握在那恶者的手下
Because the earth is in the hands of the evil one
所以只有这个生命同在生命在哪里
So wherever there is this life
很自然的就制服了这个地
So very naturally it recovers this earth It subdues this earth
而且结果就承受了这个地
And then it inherits this earth.
所以我们知道这是神的旨意。
So this is God's will.
这就是为什么神说你要 fruitful and multiply, 意思说生养众多，遍满地面，制服这地。
That is why it says to be fruitful and multiply and to fill the earth and subdue the earth.
什么叫制服这地？
What does it mean to subdue it?
就是要万物都服在。
Is that all things would be in subjection under man's feet.
那个时候很自然所有失去领土就通通收拾回来。
So that all the territories that were fallen and lost can be recovered.
因为亚当是服在神面前的。
Because Adam is in subjection under the Lord.
当地上的万物服在亚当的脚前的时候。
When the things of this earth are in subjection under Adam's feet.
亚当就做族类的元首来说他就率领所有的万物服在神的脚前。
Adam, as the head of the human race, then is in subjection under the feet of God.
这些万物本来在撒旦的脚前的。
Before, these were under the feet of Satan.
结果你看见这些能够一完，神就把他们完全让他服在神的脚前。
And yet now they are in subjection under God's feet.
结果这个国度就是神从创世以来为人所预备的一个国度。
So this is the kingdom that was prepared from the foundation of the world.
表面上是亚当的国。
On the surface, it is the kingdom of Adam.
其实国度是你的。
But thine is the kingdom.
国度不是亚当的。
Kingdom is not Adam's.
亚当权，这个权柄不过是代表的权柄。
The authority is but a delegated authority of Adam.
宇宙中只有一个权柄，就神自己是权柄。
There is only one authority in the universe, and that is God's authority.
现在人不只要彰显神的荣耀。
Not only are man to manifest the glory of God, because we are like him.
我们的侍奉都是生命的流露。
Our service is a result of flowing of life.
你像神有多少，你的侍奉就有多少。
How much you are like God, that is how much you serve.
今天我们做的事情太多了。
Today we do much work.
我们看见根据创世纪很清楚的。
According to Genesis.
你让生命流露有多少。
How much life flows.
你让像神有多少。
How much you look like God.
你就有侍奉就有多少。
That is how much your service is.
我们侍奉的内容我们侍奉的度量不可能超过我们向神的度量。
The capacity of our service can't be greater than him.
今天我们的侍奉是个失败的侍奉。
Today our service is a failed service.
我们太多的工作。
We have too much work.
我们太多的功劳，我们太多的成，太多的 performance.
We labor too much. We perform too much.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
根据神的旨意很清楚的。
It's very clear.
当生命进到我们里面。
When the life enters us.
我们就越来越像他。
We are more and more like him.
越来越能彰显他。
And we are more can display him.
当生命流露的时候。
When this life flows,
它充满大地的时候
when it fills the earth,
它自然就征服了这块地
naturally it conquers that territory.
你要说我有什么能力能从敌人手里收复这个领土呢
You said, what kind of strength can I do to recover that land?
国度是你的
Thine is the kingdom.
能力也是你的
Power is thine as well.
弟兄姊妹如果你有什么得胜
If you have any victory,
能力是他的。
The power is his.
如果你有什么得胜，
any victory,
荣耀是他的。
The glory is his.
为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，你我不过是被造的。
You and I are but just created beings.
你我不过照着他的形象来造。
We are created according to His image.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因着我们接受那个基督的生命。
Because we have received that life of Christ.
我们伏在他的脚前。
We bow before Him.
神就把万物就放在我们的脚前。
Then the God puts all things in subjection under our feet.
做父母的。
Those who are parents.
你活在神的脚前。
You live before God.
神自然把你的儿女放在你的脚前。
Very naturally, God will put your children under your feet.
什么时候你的儿女背叛你？
Whenever your children rebel,
就显出我们真实的光景来。
Then it shows our true,
做丈夫的。
Our true status.
做丈夫的。
Those who are husbands.
而如果真服在主的脚前。
If they are truly under God's, the Lord's feet.
他真的让基督来做头的话。
If he allows Christ to be head.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他当自自然然的。
Very naturally.
做妻子的看见他是头。
The spouse will see that he is head.
所有要人顺服的最后都是叫人佩服的。
All those who want people to submit to them will be admired at the end.
没有一个人顺服神，顺服是个奴隶式的顺服。
Nobody serves as a slave.
那是罗马帝国。
That is the Roman Empire.
那是这个世界上的帝国。
That is the empire of this world.
所以今天我们讲的丈夫做头，许多时候我们就以为世界上是怎么做头的。
When we say the husband is to be the head, many times we follow the ways of the world.
所以我想这个路，这个非常非常的清楚。
So it is very clear.
一开始主就把那个为人类所预备的国度已经把我们告诉我们很清楚。
So very clear, the very beginning, he explains the kingdom that he has prepared for man.
不止这里，不止这样。
But not only that.
在创世纪第二章里面。
In Genesis chapter 2.
还给我们看见说怎样能叫万物伏在我们的脚前。
We can see how all things can be in subjection under his feet.
这个生命怎么能够布满地面？
How can this life fill the earth?
神的结果，神是怎么做的呢？
What did he do?
虽然神是在沦陷区里面创造了亚当。
Even though he has created Adam in a captive territory that has been taken captive.
结果他把亚当是放在伊甸园里。
And he put Adam in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是怎么一回事呢？
What is the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园就是新耶路撒冷的小影。
The Garden of Eden is but a miniature version of the New Jerusalem.
如果你比较伊甸园和新耶路撒冷的话，
If you were to compare the Garden of Eden and the New Jerusalem,
你看见说很稀奇的，
you will see something quite amazing.
当你在伊甸园的时候，
when you are in the Garden of Eden,
有水从伊甸流出来，
you see that there's water flowing out of Eden.
在新耶路撒冷里面，你看有水从神的宝座流出来。
In New Jerusalem, there is water flowing from the throne of God.
然后从那里就流到全地区了。
And it flows from there to all the earth.
所以当整个伊甸园被浇灌的时候，
So when all of Garden of Eden is irrigated,
你只要顺着伊甸园的水流往前走的话，
So as long as you follow the flow of the water,
你找到金子了，
You'll find gold.
金子代表神的性情。
Gold talks of God's nature.
等一等，你找到宝石。
Then you find precious stones.
宝石代表圣灵的工作。
It speaks of the works of the Holy Spirit.
等一等，你找到了珍珠。
Then you found diamonds,
pearls. 珍珠代表从死里出来的生命。
Then you see the life out of death.
你看见吗？只要你顺着圣灵的水流。
As long as you follow the flow of the water of the Spirit.
今天伊甸园什么意思呢？
What does Eden mean?
如果你要出去遍满地面的话。
If you are to fill the earth.
我们必须先在主的脚前。
We need to be at his feet first.
我们先必须要在天的浇灌底下。
We need to be under the filling of the heavens.
需要先在天的宝座底下。
We need to be under the throne.
然后你顺着水流往前走。
And then when you follow the water,
你找到金子了。
You'll find gold.
你找到宝石了。
You'll find precious stones.
你找到珍珠了。
You'll find pearls.
大家都知道。
We all know.
如果亚当不堕落的话，
If Adam did not fail,
最后神心目中就是根据伊甸园做根基。
So we would see that the garden even would be the foundation.
伊甸园只是花园。
But now it's just a garden.
但是耶路撒冷，西耶路撒冷乃是花园城。
But the New Jerusalem is the garden city.
所以这里很清楚给我们看见。
So here we see.
所有的开始都是从天开始的。
All beginning comes from heaven.
我们如果真的在神的宝座前。
If we are before his throne.
我们真是接受天的浇灌。
If we receive the pouring of the heavens.
这个生命就长大了。
This life grows.
因着生命长大的缘故。
Because this life grows.
这个生命就扩大了。
This life becomes broad.
因着我们直的长 往上长
because we grow upward and vertically
结果我们很自然的就往外长往外扩张
very naturally we go horizontally
这个生命慢慢长得丰满的一个地步
this life becomes so full
充满了整个伊甸园
it fills the garden of Eden
再丰满
and it fills more
这个生命就越外越长越扩张越外越扩张
it becomes broader and broader and broader
然后最后充满了整个大地
and it fills the entire earth
然后就制服了这块地
and then it gains this it subdues this earth
就把万物就收回来带回到神的脚前
and it brings all things back in subjection under his feet
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and
sisters 秘诀是什么
what is the secret
乃是伊甸园
the secret is Garden of Eden
结果因着人堕落犯罪以后
but sadly because man has failed
我们只看见伊甸园我们没有看见这个伊甸没有看见这个新耶路撒冷建造起来。
We only see the Garden of Eden. We don't see the building up of the New Jerusalem.
亚伯拉罕虽然在帐幕里面
，Even though Abraham was in a tent，
他等候一座有根基的城。
He was waiting for a city that is rooted.
因为神就是 builder and designer, architect. 所以神乃是经营建造这一座城。
Because he is the builder and the architect of the city.
所以我们知道说。
So we know.
从永远到永远。
From eternity to eternity.
神的目的希望帐幕在人间。
God's purpose is to have a tabernacle before man.
而那个帐幕就是指着新耶路撒冷来说。
And that refers to the New Jerusalem.
所以你比较创世纪跟启示录。
If you compare Genesis and Revelation.
很自然你就知道神当初的心意是什么。
Naturally you know what is in God's heart.
他所要建立的国度是怎样的一个国度。
What kind of kingdom did he want to build?
但是很可惜。
But sadly,
这个国度从来没有实现过。
This kingdom never materialized.
因为亚当没有拣选生命树。
Because Adam did not choose the tree of life.
亚当拣选了知识善恶树。
Adam chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
人就堕落了。
Man fell.
人就失败了。
Man failed.
创世纪第三章，人堕落到罪里面。
Genesis 3, man sinned.
第六章
，Chapter 6,
人堕落到肉体里面。
Man fell into the flesh.
到了第十章。
Genesis 10.
人堕落到世界里面。
Man fell into the world.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
那里有一个英雄叫做尼禄。
There is a hero named Nimrod.
你知道吗？尼禄做什么事？
What did Nimrod do?
尼禄那个时候就统一了那个时候的世界。
The Nimrod then conquered the entire world of that time.
就建立了第一个巴比伦帝国。
And he built the first Babylonian Empire.
不止如此。
Not only that.
不止帝国，而且巴比伦城。
Not only an empire, but the city of Babylon.
不止巴比伦城。
Not only a city of Babylon.
而且巴别塔。
But also the Tower of Babylon.
他们要把这个巴别的盖得越高越好，能够达到天，我要传扬他们的。
They want to magnify their name by building the tower very high.
免得被分散。
So that they would not be dispersed.
为什么
？Why?
撒旦借着宁禄
，Satan through Nimrod
要把世上所有的万物。都伏在他的脚前。
Wants all things to be in subjection under his feet.
这个叫做 empire, 这个叫做帝国。
This is called an empire.
所以人类第一个帝国的开始。
The very first empire in human history.
事实上就是根据神当初原来的思想。
Was according to the thought of God.
你看见没有？神要人能够来到他的脚前。
God wanted man to be in subjection under his feet.
结果撒旦堕落了，失败了。
But Satan failed.
结果撒旦就要做同样的事。
And Satan wanted to do the same thing.
所以这就是巴比伦的开始。
That's the beginning of Babylon.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
到了十四章以后。
When you arrive in chapter 14,
你看见神所做的是叫耶路撒冷和巴比伦是对立的。
What God did was so that Jerusalem and Babylon would face each other.
所以伊甸园的故事 A Tale of Two Trees 是两棵树的故事。
Garden of Eden is a tale of two trees.
你继续读下去，是 a tale of two cities， 是两个城的故事。
And then you'll see a tale of two cities.
我们知道说，当然这个巴比伦就代表整个的世界。
And of course, Babylon represents the entire world.
世界就握在恶者的手下。
And the world is in the hands of the evil one.
第十章就告诉你有七十个国。
And chapter 10, you see that there are 70 nations.
你记得主耶稣不是打发七十二七个门徒出去吗？
Do you remember when he sent out the disciples?
另外一半有七十个国，所以你看，我们的主就打发七十二个。
Remember when he sent the 70 disciples out? Because there are 70 nations.
因为有十二个支派。
Because there are 12 tribes.
所以我们的主在这个在这个在这个在这个加利利的时候，他就打发了十二个门徒。
So in Galilee, he sent out 12 disciples.
所以非常的清楚。
It's very clear.
世界是怎么形成的？
How was the world made up?
不要爱世界。
Why do we say love not the world?
为什么爱世界，爱父的心，爱神的心就不在，爱父的心就没有了。
So if we love the world, how we do not have the love to love the Father?
你如果看见耶路撒冷怎样和巴比伦是对立的。
If you see when Jerusalem and Babylon facing each other.
所以我们知道说。
We know.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
那么很清楚的我们就看见说现在人不止堕落到罪里面。
Not only has man fallen into sin,
那只是个人的背叛。
That is an individual rebellion.
到了第十章乃是团体的背叛。
In chapter 10, it's a corporate rebellion.
所以这个时候，世上的国就开始了。
At this time, the kingdom on earth began.
Kingdom
of the world began.
所以我们不要忘记，你要知道说，世上的国成为我主和我主基督的国，这句话是怎么来的？
Where did the phrase, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and your Christ, and his Christ?
这个世上的国是怎么开始的？
Where did this kingdom of the world begin?
因为当撒旦背叛，当亚当吃了善恶树果子以后，
When Adam ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
所有亚当都伏在撒旦的脚下。
All that is of Adam has now fallen in subjection under the feet of Satan.
当初神失去了领土， When
the territory were lost,
现在这个所有的领土里面包括人类亚当的族类在里面。
All this territory includes Adam's race.
所以神第一句话就问说神亚当你在哪里？
So God's first question was, Adam, where are you?
所以现在亚当不止落在罪里面。
So Adam not only fell into sin,
不止落在肉体里面。
Not only fell into his flesh,
甚至于落在世界里。
But also fell into the world.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason,
现在我们的主要预备一个救恩。
The Lord is going to have a salvation.
他拣选亚伯拉罕。
He chose Abraham.
目的就是有一天女人的后裔要诞生。
So that one day the seed of the woman will be born.
亚当失败了。
Adam failed.
人类失败了。
The human race failed.
但是女人的后裔要得胜。
But the seed of the woman is to gain the victory.
很明显亚当败在仇敌的手里。败在蛇的手面前。
Adam fell in the before the serpent.
然后你看见神人堕落以后第一个应许是什么样的应许？
So after man fell, what was the first promise?
你的后裔和女人的后裔要彼此为仇。
I will put enmity between you and the woman.
蛇的后裔跟女人的后裔要彼此为仇。
And between your seed and her seed.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
女人的后裔要伤你的头。
He shall bruise you on the head.
你看见吗？亚当，首先的亚当在蛇面前被完全打败了。
So that first Adam was completely defeated.
但是不。
But no.
为什么女人的后裔？
Why was the seed of woman?
怎么得胜的呢？
How was it to gain the victory?
原来在十字架上。
On the cross.
你看见说，你的后裔要伤杀的你的女人的后裔要伤你的头。
He shall bruise you on the head.
你要伤他的脚跟。
And you shall bruise him on the heel.
主在十字架上一面胜过了仇敌。
On one hand, on the cross, he overcame the enemy.
另一面他自己也流血了。
But at the other hand, he also bled.
他自己也受伤了。
He was injured.
不过他只是脚跟受伤就是。
But only his heel.
但是对于仇敌来讲是个致命的打击。是个 fatal wound.
To the enemy, though, his wound was a fatal wound.
所以让我们记得弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
好像人，好像亚当没有效，完全被打败了。
It's as if Adam was completely defeated.
但是神说。
But God said.
人类要有一位救主。
There would be a savior for the human race.
On
one hand, he will save us.
他的名叫耶稣,
his name is Jesus. He will bring out his people out of sin.
这我们都知道的,
we all know that.
但重要的,
but most
important,
this savior is an overcomer.
当首先的亚当失败了,
when the first Adam failed, the second Adam gained the victory.
第一个人失败了,
when the first man failed, the second man gained the victory. Why is the second man?
神有没有放弃他的计划？没有的。
Did he give him up? No.
神有没有说因着在亚当上失败了，我就算了？没有。
Did he say that because I have failed on Adam that I'm going to give up? No.
神受一点的挫折，但是神仍旧要完成他的旨意。
But God still wanted to accomplish his will.
所以他就应许我们有女人的后裔。
So he promised us the seed of the woman.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在我们知道说，有一天，人类的救主要出现在这地上。
So we know that the Savior is going to appear.
但人类的救主如果是主耶稣的话，
But if the Savior of the human race is Jesus,
他是神的儿子，
He is the Son of God.
如果他光是神的儿子，
If he were only the Son of God,
不错， 他有资格拯救我们。
Yes, he can save us.
但是神是不死的。
God does not die.
如果神不死, 他怎么为我们钉十字架?
If God does not die, how can he be nailed to the cross?
所以为着要完成人类的救赎。
So to be able to accomplish the work of salvation,
所以道必须要成为肉身。
So the word had to become flesh.
神需要变成人。
God had to become man.
所以当他借着玛利亚怀圣灵怀孕, 道成肉身的时候,
so through Mary, when she was about to give birth,
你记得她是女人的后裔,
when the word became flesh,
你记得她是女人的后裔,
you remember he was the seed of the woman.
我们都是男人的后裔,
we are all the seed of man.
我们都是罪人,
because therefore we are sinners.
但是神做了一件特别的事,
but God did something special.
你看见吗? 我们的主来到地上是女人的后裔。
When our Lord came, he was the seed of the woman.
当他来到地上的时候,
when he came to this earth,
他一面是神, 一面又是人。
On one hand, he was God. On one hand, he was man.
他里面是神, 外面是人。
Inside, he was God. Outwardly, he was man.
当他在船尾睡着的时候, 他是人。
When he fell asleep on the boat, he was a man.
当他起来斥责风和海的时候, 他是神。
But when he stood up and rebuked the wind, he was God.
当他钉十字架的时候,
when he was nailed to the cross,
头三个钟头,
the first 3 hours,
他说父啊,
he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
神的儿子,
Son of God.
他与父有亲密的交通,
he has fellowship, intimate fellowship with the Father.
到下午三点钟的时候,
from noon to 3,
有一个声音呼天唤地说, 我的神, 我的神,
there was a sound that said, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这句话应该是你说的,
this word should have said that. Hitler should have said these words. I should have said these words.
罪人都要说, 我的神, 我的神,
all sinners should have said, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So Jesus stood on the position of the Son of Man. First 3 hours.
He's very God. 他就实实足足是神的儿子。
He was very God.
但是后面三个钟他是 very man. 他是道道地地人子。
But at the last 3 hours, he was very a man indeed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么一面是神的儿子, 一面又是人的儿子, 又人子呢?
How can he be the Son of God and the Son of Man?
只有这样, 他才能为我们完成救赎。
Only because of this can he accomplish the work of salvation.
所以只有这样, 然后你看见神的应许女人后裔才能够降生。
And therefore the promise, the birth of the seed of the woman can come down.
这是个奥秘。
This is a mystery. For the sake of the young people, I want to explain a little bit more.
你知道讲到基督神类主耶稣是我们的救主。
When we talk about Jesus as our Savior,
他的确是人, 他也的确是神。
He was man, but God as well.
他的确是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God indeed.
他有资格拯救我们。
And he can save us.
他有能力拯救我们。
He has the power to save us.
但是我说过了, 如果光是神的儿子的话,
if he were but the Son of God,
他就不可能死在十字架上,
he couldn't die on the cross.
他需要变成人，他成为人子。
So he became the Son of Man.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当你看见主耶稣挂在天地之间六小时的时候
，When he was on that cross for the 6 hours，
一面是神的儿子
，On one hand, Son of God，
一面的确是人子
，And indeed, Son of Man。
你说这不是变成奥秘吗
？Don't you think that's a mystery？
这怎么可能发生呢
？How could this happen？
让我讲另外一个故事给大家听。
Let me tell you another story。
圣经说神就是光。
The Bible says that God is light。
神像光一样。
God is like light.
但如果你看看我们的光
So if you look at light today,
光到底是什么
What is light?
那么有人会告诉你说
Some will tell you.
有一个名叫牛顿他告诉我们很对的光就像子弹一样
So somebody named Newton told us that light is like a bullet.
而且这个子弹呢跑得很快很快的
And this bullet goes at a very fast speed.
现在我们叫那个子弹的名叫 photon, 反正任何一个名字都可以的
And we call this bullet a photon.
那这个就是光
That's light.
但是没有多久以后
But afterwards,
科学家们做实验
scientists did experiments.
发现光原来像波一样 right, wave.
So they did experiments to see that light is like waves.
所以好像你把石头丢在湖面上、哎、结果慢慢波就散开了。
It's like when you throw a pebble onto the water and you'll see the waves.
把波慢慢就能波就可以开始往外走了。
And then it goes outward.
那个时候另外一个基督徒叫做 Maxwell
And then another Christian at that time called Maxwell
就像牛顿是基督徒一样
Just like Newton who was a Christian
那 Maxwell 他还根据各种实验的结果他找到了四个方程式
So Maxwell found 4 different equations during his research
可以解释所有实验所看到的所有的电 electricity 还有磁的现象所有的现象
And it could explain all the different things such as electricity
但是因为他相信神是宇宙独一的真神
But because he believed that God was the true and only God
如果宇宙是只有一位真神的话
If there was only one God in the universe
这个四个方程式太多了
There's 4 different formula equations was too much
所以后来他就把四个方程式就变成一个方程式
So he put all 4 equations into one
然后根据那个方程式
And according to that equation
他发现光原来是个波
He found out that light is but a wave
就像实验所告诉他的一样
Just like the experiments told him
而且那个速度就像光的速度一样
And the speed was the speed of light
我们都知道说牛顿是基督徒这个 Maxwell 也是基督徒
We know that both Newton and Maxwell were Christians
牛顿告诉我们光是一个子弹是像光是个粒子可以往前跑的。
Newton told us that light was a bullet moving forward.
Maxwell 和其他的科学家说，这个光像波一样。
Maxwell and other scientists told us that light was like waves.
所以怎么办呢
？So now what?
有一度在英国。
So one time in England.
如果你要教物理的话
，At one time in England, if you were to teach physics,
礼拜一、礼拜三、礼拜五，你教这个光像粒子一样。
On Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you could teach that light was like a bullet.
你要讨牛顿的欢喜。
Because you need to appease Newton.
然后礼拜二、礼拜四、礼拜六就告诉我们说光乃像波一样。
And then Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, you would teach that light was like a wave.
这个皆大欢喜不是吗
？So everybody could be satisfied.
到现在为止。
Until today.
任何如果我们真的要知道到底光是怎么一回事。
If we want to know what light is.
那现代的物理学会告诉你说。
Today, physicists will tell you,
如果你真的要知道真理什么是光的话
if you truly want to know what light is,
一面它是像粒子一样另一面也像波一样
on one hand it's like a bullet, on the other hand it's like a wave.
如果你光说一面你不没有拥抱真理
if you see only one side of it, you do not embrace the truth.
只有当你把两面都拥抱的时候你说这个就叫做真理
only when you embrace both sides do you see the truth.
所以请大家记得
so remember,
我们的主必须成为人子
our Lord had to be son of man.
只有这样他能拯救我们
only then could he save us.
但是感谢主
but thank The Lord.
什么叫道成肉身呢
What does it mean that the word became flesh?
不折不扣的神
That the God inside
外面是不折不扣的人
The 100% God inside 100% man outward
所以用从前古代的英文 He's very God and very man
So if you use the ancient English You would say he is very God and very man
我们知道只有这样你才知道我们所信的是谁
And only then you know who in whom we believe
所以感谢主
Thank you
人堕落了需要救主
When man fell they needed a savior
但是问题在这里
But here's the problem
国度不是属于他的吗
Isn't the kingdom his?
现在怎么这些人都跑到宁禄的脚下，都跑到撒旦的脚下去呢？
How did all these people end up under the feet of Nimrod and Satan?
如果主应许我们救主的话，
If the Lord promised us a savior,
他要做比这个更大的事。
He is going to do a mightier work.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们要回到刚才我们所读的一段圣经。
So let us turn back to the portion of the scripture that we read.
那就是希伯来书第二章那里。
And that is in Hebrews chapter 2.
我们知道当我们读诗篇第八章，你使人比天使微小一点。
We know that when we read in Psalm 8 that man was a little bit lower than angels.
现在我们感谢主，这里圣经有一个很清楚的解释。
Here we thank the Lord, there's a very good explanation.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣。第九节。
But we do see him who has been made for a little while lower than angels, namely Jesus.
就做主耶稣神的儿子来说。
As to the Son of God, Jesus, the Son of God.
他是比天使高大的。
He is greater than the angels.
但是因着他成为人子。
But because he became the Son of Man.
所以他就成为比天使小一点的耶稣。
So for a little while was lower than the angels, Jesus.
现在明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
神要对付仇敌。
Jesus had to deal with the enemy.
现在神不以
造者的资格来
对付他。God had to deal with the enemy.
He couldn't deal with him as a creator.
现在主耶稣道成肉身。
Jesus became flesh.
他一面因着他人子可以为我们挂在十字架上。
And because he was a son of man, he could hang on the tree.
但另外一方面。
But on the other hand.
现在我们的主耶稣乃是站在第二个人的位置上。
Our Lord Jesus now is on the position of a second person.
第一个人失败了。
The first man failed.
神有没有被推翻？没有。
Did he was, Satan, oh,
我们的主耶稣乃站在人子的地位上。
Our Lord stood on the position of the Son of Man.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们知道他的生命乃是依靠的生命。
And his life was a life of dependence.
他的生命乃是顺服的生命。
His life a life of obedience.
他不以与神同等为强夺的。
He did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
他反倒虚己成了奴仆的样式。
But he became the form of a bondservant.
而最后死在十字架上。
And at the end he died on the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
结果神就把他升为至高。
And then he was exalted.
所以你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters.
那个生命是顺服的生命。
That life was a life of obedience.
那个生命是情愿死在十字架上的生命。
A life that would rather die on the cross.
他不只比天使 low 一点，不知道低一点。
Not only was he lower than the angels.
他最后为我们三天三夜在地里面是宇宙最低最低的地方。
At the very end, for 3 days and nights, he was at the lowest part of this earth.
结果神让他从最低的爬升到最高。
And God allowed him from the very depths to be able to go all to the highest point.
所以现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
你看见没有？今天如果我们主得胜的话，
If our Lord is to gain the victory,
胜过仇敌的话，
If he is to overcome the enemy,
因为他比天使微小一点，
He is lower than the angels.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当他这样得胜的结果，
After he gains the victory this way,
结果神就叫万有都伏在他的脚下。
Then all things in subjection under his feet.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
首先你读的是腓立比书第二章。
Firstly, when we read Philippians chapter 2,
当你读腓立比书第二章的时候，
when you read Philippians chapter 2,
我们看得很清楚，不是吗？
Don't we see it very clearly?
我们再看一下吧，那一节圣经。
Let us see that verse again. Philippians chapter 2.
他本有神的形，第六节，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，成了奴仆的样式。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant.
成为人的样式。
And being made in the likeness of men.
人的样子。
In the likeness of men.
就自己卑微。
And being found in the appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
结果神就把他升为至高。
Therefore also God highly exalted him.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
他不只是比天使微小一点。
Not only was he lower than angels.
他是卑微到一个地步，好像是个犯人被列在犯人之中。
He humbled himself to a point as if he were among the thieves.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
结果圣经告诉我们说。
Then the Bible tells us.
就在十字架上。
on that cross,
他伤了撒旦的头。
He bruised the Satan's head.
然后三天以后从死里复活。
And then 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
神叫他从死里复活。
God allowed him to rose him from the dead.
我们很快的就来到腓立比以弗所书第一章。
And then we go to Ephesians chapter 1.
当我们来到以弗所书第一章的时候。
When we arrive in Ephesians chapter 1.
你看见我们弟兄下午已经提到了就是第一章第十九节。
Our brother in the afternoon already mentioned this. Ephesians 1:19.
向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
What is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe?
神创造的能力。
The power of God's creation.
是显在核子能力上。
Is manifest, is shown in the nuclear power.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
All the workmanship speaks of his glory.
那个能力都是核子的能力。
That power is like a nuclear power.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
今天我们蒙恩得救。
When we have believed,
救赎的能力,
the power of salvation,
一面是复活的能力,
on one hand is the power of resurrection,
还有一个是升天的能力,
and also the power of ascension.
地像棺材底,
the earth is like the bottom of a casket.
天好像棺材底一样,
the heaven is like the top of the casket.
多少年来没有人从这电台电从这个棺材里面出去过。
So for many years, nobody could break through the casket or the coffin.
是从来没有死过的。
Death never died before.
到了主第三天从死里复活的时候。
But on that third day when he rose from the dead.
那就是死的时候。
That is the day that death died.
我们记得有一个真实的故事。
We remember a true story.
在有一度这个英国的威灵顿将军跟拿破仑打仗。
When Wellington and Napoleon fought in the war.
所以大家都等候打仗的消息。
Everybody was waiting for the result of that war, of that battle.
等到他们看见天空传来消息的时候。
So the results were portrayed in the sky,
上面几句话，威灵顿大败。
In the sky, you could see that it was written, Wellington defeated.
当你看见这个字的时候，所有伦敦的人他们都垂头丧气，就到礼拜堂去祷告去了。
So when that happened, all those who saw that in the sky in London went to the churches to pray.
当他们回来聚完会出来的时候
，So when they came back out of the churches,
这个太阳又出来了。
When the sun came out,
原来后在威灵顿大败后面还有几个字。
Actually, there were a couple more words after Wellington defeated.
还有拿破仑三个字。
There was the word Napoleon.
威灵顿大败拿破仑。
Wellington defeated Napoleon.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候
，when the Lord was crucified,
好像我们的主又失败了。
It's as if we failed.
当他从死里复活的时候
，but when he rose again,
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹
？Do you see that?
他胜而又胜，他就是那个得胜者。
He conquered and conquered again. He is that victorious one.
那不止，这就叫这告给我们看见神叫他从死里复活。
So he rose from the dead.
但是光是死里复活。
But not only rose from the dead.
你人就在地上。
He's still on earth.
你是活的。
He's alive.
但你仍旧受地心吸力的影响。
You suffer the results of gravity.
你仍旧被困在这个禁地里面。
You are bound by this earth.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
现在你有一个能力。
There is one power.
要叫我们从地上能够冲到天上去。
That allows us to go from earth to the heavens.
所以那个叫做升天的能力。
That is the power of ascension.
请记得。
Remember.
两个能力。
God has two powers.
创造的能力。
The power of creation.
是显在核子能力上。
It's, you can see that in nuclear power.
救赎的能力。
But the power of salvation.
是显在复活和升天的能力上。
You can see it in the resurrection and the ascension.
有的人只经历复活的能力。
Many people just see the power of resurrection.
他仍旧被困在地上。
And they're bound on earth.
到了一个地步，他一直觉得很沮丧，很 depressed.
They are so depressed.
所以弟兄姊妹。因为这个缘故他需要靠药需要这样那样。
And many times they have to depend on medication.
他所需要的乃是升天的能力。
What they need is the power of ascension.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
现在我们要看。
Now we see.
这两个能力把我们的主带到什么地步。
These two powers take our Lord where?
当然复活能力叫他从死里复活。
Of course the power of resurrection allows him to raise from the dead.
升天的能力。
But the power of ascension.
叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
To allows him to sit at his own right hand.
不止如此。
Not only that.
什么叫坐在自己的右边？
What does it mean to sit at his right hand?
远超过一切。
Is surpassing all.
因为当他升天以前。
Before he ascended.
他一定经过仇敌盘踞的地方。
He had to go through the area where the enemy had dominion.
魔鬼仍旧是空中的掌权者。
Because he is the prince of the air.
不要忘记，这个升天的能力叫他所有的仇敌坐他的脚底下。
This power of ascension enables all of his enemies to be under his feet.
所以不但是今世，连来世的都超过了。
So not only things of this age, above the age to come.
弟兄姊妹，当他升到至高。
When he was raised to the heavenlies.
主的话是怎么说的？
What did the Lord say?
又将万有都伏在他的脚下。
He put all things in subjection under his feet.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
因着我们的主在十字架上，他伏在神的脚下。
Because he was on that cross under the Father's feet.
神叫他从死里复活。
God raised him from the dead.
把他升到至高。
When he went to the heavenlies,
就在万有就伏在他的脚下。
Then all things were put in subjection under his feet.
你怎么解释万有伏在他的脚下？
How do you explain all things put in subjection under his feet?
就是神使他做万有之首。
It is because he became the head over all things.
你看见吗？他是万有之首。
He is the head of all things.
叫所有都在他的脚下。
So that all is under his feet.
头跟脚中间是什么？
What is between the head and the feet?
乃是基督的身体。
That is the body of Christ.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以现在你就看见神今天一面来讲，我们知道现在有个国度。
On one hand, there is a kingdom.
你怎么知道是国度？
How do you know it's a kingdom?
因为万有都伏在他的脚下。
Because all things are in subjection under his feet.
你怎么知道这叫做国度？
How do you know that's kingdom?
因为他是万有之首。
Because he is the head over all things.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
对亚当来讲，
To Adam.
是地上的万物来到伏在他的脚下。
All the things of this earth were in subjection under his feet.
但是我们的主因为升到天上。
But because our Lord went to the heavenlies.
他所有宇宙的万有都伏在他的脚下。
All things were in subjection under his feet.
所以使他为教会做万有之首。
So he is head of all things even to the church.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你怎么形容这个国？
How do you describe this kingdom?
这个国当然是人子的国。
This kingdom, of course, is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
你怎么形容这个国？
How do you describe this kingdom?
这国当然是天国。
This kingdom, of course, is the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄们明白吗？非常非常清楚。
Do you understand that?
好，不止如此。
Not only that.
圣经只有这个地方告诉我们说，将万有都伏在他的脚下吗？
Is it this the only place where it says he put all things in subjection under his feet?
这就升天的时候。
After he ascended.
明白吗？这和因为主第一次来，然后道成肉身。
Of course, when he first came, he became flesh.
死而复活。
He died and rose again.
然后升到天上。
He ascended to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见说他这个他就叫万有都伏在他的脚下。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet.
所以我们知道，在五旬节那天。
So we know in the day of Pentecost.
神已经立他为主为基督。
He made him Lord and Christ.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那个主在保罗那个时候。
That Lord in the time of Paul.
普通讲主是用在皇帝的身上。
When you use the word Lord, it's normally used on an emperor.
你讲 Lord Augusto.
You might say Lord Augustus.
因为 Augusto 是罗马帝国的皇帝。
Because Augustus was the emperor of the Roman Empire.
所以当那些腓立比禁足，保罗对腓立比禁足传福音的时候。
So when Paul preached to the Philippian jailer.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
当信主耶稣。
He said, Lord Jesus.
现在不是主 Caesar, 你是罗马人。
He says, you're a Roman person, it's no longer Lord Caesar.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果神立他为主为基督的话。
And he is to be Lord and Christ.
那很明显的有一个国度已经现在地上了。
Very clearly, there's already a kingdom on earth.
而在这个亚当身上失败的，在主的身上成功了。
Something that failed in the life of Adam, is now successful in Christ.
天国是什么时候开始的呢？
When does the kingdom of heaven begin?
天国乃是主升天的时候，神立他为主为基督的时候就开始了。
When God made him Lord and Christ, and he ascended to heaven, that is when the kingdom of heaven began.
到了五旬节的时候，
on the day of Pentecost,
神就借着保罗的钥匙把天国的门就打开了。
God opened the gates of the kingdom of heaven through Peter's having the keys.
起头主耶稣说，天国近了，你们应当要悔改。
He said, the kingdom is near, you need to repent.
他为天国就预备百姓。
And so he prepared the people for the kingdom of heaven.
许多人来跟随他。
Many people followed him.
他复活的时候，带有五百位弟兄显现给他们看。
When he rose from the dead, he was displayed.
但其中有退后去的。
But then others went back.
只有120个聚集在耶路撒冷。
Only 120 were gathered in Jerusalem.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
最后就在五旬节那一天。
So on the day of Pentecost,
120个人进城工作，一个身体。
120 were baptized into one body.
那一天是教会诞生的一天。
That is the day of the birth of the church.
那个也是天国开国的一天。
And that is the inauguration of the kingdom of heaven.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
圣经讲到天国的时候。
When the Bible speaks of kingdom of heaven,
它是和它神的国是从永远到永远的。
Kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
你读圣经的时候
，When you read the Bible，
天国很明显是从主耶稣降生第一次来的时候就开始了。
The kingdom of heaven was very clear was when the Lord was born. It just came down and was born.
当他降生在伯利恒。
When he was born in Bethlehem，
你看就显出来了。
You see that。
但正式的开国乃是到五旬节的时候。
But the inauguration was at Pentecost。
但是问题不是这么多。
But that's not the only issue. There's another passage.
就是哥林多前书十五章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Corinthians chapter 15.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
在后末期到了，那就表示主要回来了。
Verse 24, then comes the end. That means the Lord is to return.
这讲了主第二次来。
The second return.
那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交于父神。
When he has abolished all rule and all authority and power, then he delivers up the kingdom to God and Father.
圣经的讲法是很文雅的。
It uses some very good, beautiful language here.
基督将一切执政的、掌权、有能都毁灭了。
All rule and all authority and power have been abolished.
用我们的话来说。
To use our words.
基督那个时候就把撒旦捏死了。
So Christ at that time, he squished Satan.
他不是不要捏死。
It's not that he wanted to.
他那个时候才把他捏死。
It was only at that time he squished him to death.
你看见吗？
在
这个时候，圣经怎么说呢？
What does it say here?
他就把国就交于父神。
And then he delivers up the kingdom to God.
现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
很明显的他的国度是从第一次来到最后千禧年完。
So his kingdom is when he first came to the end of the millennium.
这个叫做天国。
That is the kingdom of heaven.
现在他就把天国就交给父神。
So he gives the kingdom of heaven to God the Father.
所以弟兄姊妹，又回到神的国了。
Now we've returned back to the kingdom of God.
从神的国到神的国。
From kingdom of God to kingdom of God.
所以现在你就知道说，原来天国从主第一次来一直到主第二次回来。
So the kingdom of heaven starts from when he first came to his return.
然后二十五节。
Verse 25.
因为基督必要做王。
For he must reign.
等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
Until he has put all his enemies under his feet.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
天国两千年前就开始了。
The kingdom of heaven began 2000 years ago.
但天国还在将来。
But the kingdom of heaven is in the future.
天国一面是今天的，一面是将来。
On one hand, the kingdom of heaven is today. On one hand, it's the future.
因为从主耶稣第一次来就开始了。
When he first came, it began.
一直到主耶稣第二次来。
Until he returns.
最后他把这国交于父神。
And then he will deliver up the kingdom to God.
所以现在我们很清楚了。
And then we're clear.
神叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
When all things are put in subjection under his feet.
所以很清楚的。这个就是那个圣经里面在旧约所讲的将来要来的国。
Clearly we see that what was depicted in the Old Testament, the kingdom to come.
你看大卫，你看我们的主要坐在大卫的宝座上。
Our Lord is to sit on David's throne.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
万物既服了他。
And when all things are subjected to him.
那时，子也要自己服那叫万有服他的。
Then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him.
现在明白什么叫国度吗?
Now do you understand what the kingdom is?
连我们的主,
Even our Lord.
当他把国交给父神的时候,
When he delivers the kingdom to God and Father.
他情愿服那叫万有服他的。
He is to be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him.
然后下面怎么说?
Then what does it say?
叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
That God may be all in all.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
你的国度全是你的。
The kingdom, thine is the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters.
Through our Lord overcoming the enemy.
借着我们的主胜对付了仇敌,
through our Lord dealing with the enemy.
叫仇敌蒙羞,
enemy is now put to shame.
所以现在很清楚了,
now very clearly.
这个就是圣经里面新约所讲的神的国,
now we see in the New Testament this kingdom of God, or in other words, the kingdom of heaven. They overlap as well as not overlap. When you come to Portland, you come to the United States. When you come to the United States, you don't necessarily come to Portland. So on one hand, it speaks, the Bible speaks of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
是从这个主耶稣第一次来一直到主耶稣第二次来。
So when our first Lord first came until his return.
所以我想主的话是非常非常清楚的。
God's word is very clear.
那最后让我们从预言里面来看这件事。
So let us also look at this from the viewpoint of prophecy.
我们来看看这个但以理书。
Let us look at the book of Daniel.
当主耶稣和施洗约翰
When the Lord spoke of the kingdom of heaven to John the Baptist, he didn't explain to the multitude what the kingdom of heaven was. But all the multitude understood. Our Lord didn't explain it. So the phrase kingdom of heaven must have come from the Old Testament.
从什么地方来的呢?
From where?
你读到但以理书第二章就很清楚。
If you read Daniel 2, it's very clear.
你记得但以理书, 尼布加尼撒王巴比伦王做了一个梦。
Do you remember when King Nebuchadnezzar had this dream?
结果那个梦, 梦一个大人的像。
And this dream was of a statue.
头是金的,
the head was of gold.
胸是银的,
the breast of silver.
肚腹是铜的,
the belly of brass.
腿是铁的,
the legs of iron.
那么我们知道从头到胸,
so you know that from the head to the breast, time was slowly flowing down.
等到世界快末日的时候,
so towards the end of time,
而自然你就到了脚的部分,
naturally you arrive at the feet.
圣经告诉我们有一块大的石头就把它 把这个砸在那个脚上，就把它砸得粉碎。
And the Bible tells us that this big stone fell on the feet and crushed it.
那么弟兄姊妹，这到底指的什么来说的呢？
What does this speak of?
犹太人很清楚。
The Jews are very clear.
那指着将来末日的时候，因为在脚嘛，所以末日的时候一定指着什么呢？一定指着这个。
So the Jews are very clear because it's at the feet towards the end times, it has to speak of the Messianic kingdom. The Messiah will arrive. But in the new, we need to prove who the Messiah is through the New Testament. Do you remember in Matthew chapter 21? The stone that was rejected by the builders has now become the chief cornerstone.
他讲了一句话,
he said one thing.
这个石头砸在谁的身上, 要把它砸得稀烂。
He said that wherever this stone falls on, it will, the thing under it will be crushed.
所以不要忘记,
don't forget, this is that stone.
所以有一天,
so one day, all things will be in subjection under his feet. That stone will become a huge mountain.
要充满天下,
will fill the earth.
所以从这里很清楚,
so very clear.
天国是将来的,
the kingdom of heaven is in the future.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget.
当你过了50年以后,
after 50 years,
但以理现在已经不再17岁了,
Daniel no longer is 17 years old.
已经大概67岁了,
he's almost 67.
他就看见了但以理第七章的意象。
So he saw the vision in Daniel chapter 7.
他这回不是看见金银铜铁,
no longer did he see gold, silver, brass, and iron.
他这回看见的是四只兽。
He saw four beasts.
第一只兽, 从海中上, 那个海就是地中海说的,
first beast came out of the sea, the Mediterranean Sea.
所以一个是巴比伦, 一个是狮子,
one was a lion,
然后是熊,
and then a bear,
然后是豹,
a leopard,
然后最后是不知, unknown beast, 是个不知名的兽,
and then there was an unknown beast.
我们都知道,
we all know.
虽然经过了50年,
after 50 years,
神的预言没有改变,
his prophecy never changed. It's still four big empires.
不过一个是皇帝的梦, 一个是俘虏的梦。
But one was the dream of a king and one was the dream of a captive.
当一个皇帝做梦的时候,
when a king dreams,
他看见这个世界是金银铜铁,
he sees the world as gold, silver, brass, and iron.
他只看见世界的外面, 面子, 他没有看见里子。
He only sees the outward, not the inward.
所以如果你真的看见里子的话,
if you see the inward,
在但以理眼光中,
in Daniel's eyes,
你看见先是狮子,
you see first a lion,
然后以色列人像羊一样在狮子的口里,
and then the people of Israel, like sheep, are in the mouth of a lion.
等到你比巴比伦帝国走入历史了,
when after Babylon is gone from history,
以色列有没有受一, 受一口气呢? 没有。
Could they sigh a sigh of relief?
结果又跑到熊的口里。
No, but then they come in the mouth of a bear.
结果又跑到豹的手里。
And then in the mouth of a leopard.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
所以对于但以理来说,
for Daniel,
这是以色列王国的血泪史, 里面有血也有泪的。
Here you see blood and tears.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
第二章五十年前前面四个帝国
in chapter 2 50 years before there were four empires
后面是用狮头和金银铜铁来做对比的
so there you see a comparison between the stone and the gold, silver, brass and iron
但是现在同样一件事情
the same thing
你怎么形容这世上的国
how do you describe the nations of this world
因为人类堕落的缘故
Because man has fallen.
因着撒旦要把所有这些地上的要伏在他的脚下。
Because Satan wants all to be put in subjection under his feet.
所有在罪里面所有可怕的通通表现在这里。
All the scary things, all of sin is represented here.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
告诉我们有第一个、第五个国度。
We see here a fifth kingdom.
第五个国度叫做人子的国度。
This fifth kingdom is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
石头跟金银铜铁金属来对比。
So you see the comparison between the stone and the gold, silver, brass and iron.
人的国和兽的国来对比。
Man's kingdom compares to the kingdoms of the beasts.
你知道在希伯来文里面呢
You know that in Hebrew.
因着缺少形容词的缘故。
Because there are lack of adjectives.
所以他常常把两个名词来形容一件事。
Many times you'll put two nouns together to describe something.
The son of sorrow, 忧愁之子。
So you put the son of sorrow.
那忧愁之子并不是说忧愁生了儿子了，不是。
It's not that sorrow gave birth to a son.
没有，意思说这个人是个忧愁的人。
It means that this man is a sorrowful one.
巴拿巴是安慰之子。
Barnabas is the son of comfort.
这不是说安慰生了儿子，不是。
It doesn't mean that comfort gave birth to son.
这是告诉我们，这个人就是安慰别人的人。
It means that this person comforts others.
什么叫人子？
What is son of man?
人子什么意思呢？
What does son of man mean?
就是人的人。
It is the man of man.
这不像中文，对不对？意思就是这是道道地地的人。
This is a man indeed, or a very man.
乃是神神就是亚当失败了。
When Adam fell,
现在这里有一个人子。
Here we see a son of man.
他来到地上。
He came to this earth.
他八十次称他自己是人子。
80 times he called himself the son of man.
弟兄姊妹，现在有个国度叫做人子的国度。
Now we see a kingdom called the kingdom of the son of man.
你不要忘记，创立世界以来，为人不是预备一个国度吗？
Remember before the foundation of the world, a kingdom was prepared for man?
那个国度不就是人的国度吗？
Wasn't that kingdom the kingdom of man?
亚当的国度不就人类的国度吗？
Wasn't the kingdom of Adam the kingdom of the human race?
人失败了怎么办呢？
But man fell, so what happened?
第二个人得胜了。
The second man overcame.
这个国是人子的国。
So this kingdom is the kingdom of the son of man.
好，现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
这个人子应当什么时候出现呢？
When will this son of man come out?
所以这里告诉我们，四个大兽就好像四王要在世上兴起。
So we see that these four beasts are like the four kings.
结果这四个王在圣经里都点名，都点到名字了。
And all these four kings are actually named in the Bible.
谁代表巴比伦帝国呢？
Who represents the Babylonian Empire?
当然尼布甲尼撒。
Nebuchadnezzar.
在圣经里面。
It's in the Bible.
谁代表波斯帝国呢？
Who represents the Persian Empire?
当然 Cyrus.
It is Cyrus.
为什么？
Why?
因为在公元前八百年前。
800 before BC.
当Cyrus 将军还没有诞生的时候。
Before Cyrus was even born.
神已经呼召他了。
God already called him.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这是第二只兽。
Second beast.
第三个是亚历山大，就第三个的就是亚历山大。
The third is Alexander.
那么第四个帝国。
The fourth
kingdom
has to show up in the Bible.
它一出现了以后,
when it shows up,
人子就出现了,
the Son of Man will come out.
所以现在我们来读一段圣经,
so let us read a script.
你来看路加福音第二章,
let us read Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章,
Luke chapter 2.
当那些日子, 亚古塞该杀亚古斯都有旨意下来, 叫天下人民都报名上车。
Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth.
Augustus, 亚古斯都, 大家都承认, 他代表罗马帝国。
Everyone confirms that Caesar Augustus represents the Roman Empire.
因为他替罗马帝国带来200年长期的和平。
He brought peace the Roman Empire for 200 years.
所以阿古斯都他刚刚登位的时候, 罗马的城是个砖头的城。
So when Caesar Augustus came to the throne, Rome was a city of bricks.
等到他离开他宝座的时候,
when he left his throne,
罗马这个城是个大理石的城。
Rome was
a
city made out of marble.
所以让我们看见说, 今天在亚古斯的手里,
so in the hands of Augustus,
条条大路都可以通罗马,
all roads lead to Rome.
从一个地方到另外一个地方,
from one to the other.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't that amazing?
主耶稣不只是降生在罗马帝国底下,
the Lord was not only born under the Roman Empire.
而现在第四个王, 第四只兽的名字叫什么呢? 叫亚古斯都。
But the fourth king, the fourth beast, Caesar Augustus.
接下去就是伯利恒的故事。
And then you have the story of Bethlehem.
接下去主耶稣就降生在伯利恒。
And Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
提到玛利亚怎样是童女怀孕生子。
And we see the Virgin Mary giving birth.
最后你知道主耶稣就降生在马槽里面。
And then he was born in a manger.
现在我们看天使怎么解释。
And then we say, how did the angels describe it?
因为在伯利恒野地里有牧羊的人。
Because there were those shepherds.
他们按着根子来看守羊群。
And they were tending the flock.
结果主的使者站在他们旁边, 主的荣光四面照着他们。
And then the angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them and the glory shone around them.
天使对他们说,
and the angel said,
不要惧怕,
do not be afraid.
我报给你们大喜的信息,
for I bring you good news of great joy,
是关乎万民的,
which shall be for all people.
因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主。
For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior.
主耶稣是女人的后裔, 他可以是我们的救主。
He, the seed of the woman, can be our Savior.
但是不止如此,
but not only that,
就是 主,
who is Christ the Lord.
前面是主, Augustus.
Before it was Lord Augustus.
现在是主,
so now it is Christ the Lord.
所以人子的国是建立在敌人的领土里面。
So the kingdom of the Son of Man was established in enemy territory.
现在很清楚了。
Very clear.
那你怎么知道他是主基督呢?
How do you know he is the Lord Christ?
觉得什么信号呢?
What kind of sign?
你怎么知道这是主 Caesar, 是主凯撒呢?
So how do you not know it's Lord Caesar?
他坐在宝座上。
Because Lord Caesar sits on the throne.
头上戴着荣耀的冠冕。
He has a crown.
他手里拿着 scepter, 拿着权杖。
He has a scepter in his hand.
你不会弄错的。
You can't mistake it.
这就是世上的国。
That is the king on earth.
现在, 如果你要找到主耶稣,
but if you are to find Jesus,
到底在什么地方你可以找到他们呢?
Where can you find him?
要给你们个记号。
There is a sign.
记号, 你只要看见那个记号,
if you see that sign,
你知道那就是主基督了,
you know that that is the Lord Christ.
不会错了。 结果他们看到什么?
So what did they see?
一个婴孩包着布, 卧在马槽里。
A baby wrapped in cloths in a manger.
这个就是主基督。
That is Christ the Lord.
人子的国, 天国, 就从马槽开始。
The kingdom of the Son of Man, the kingdom of heaven began in the manger.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, brothers, 这是他的记号。
That is the sign.
世上的国的记号是宝座，是荣耀。
The sign on this world is the throne, it's glory.
我们人子的国, 天国, 一开始的时候, 你看见他是在马槽里面。
The kingdom of the Son of Man, the kingdom of heaven, the very beginning was in a manger.
你所看见是婴孩。
You see an infant. And we can see that in Psalm 8, through the infants and the nursing babes, you have strength. And this life is the life of the tree of life. He didn't have a place, no room for him in Bethlehem. He humbled himself to the point of going to a manger. The manger became his cradle.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget, when you see the infant in the manger, it's not an infant. His life is a life of dependence.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
他就是主,
he is Lord.
他就是基督,
he is Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
因为这个缘故,
for this reason,
我们就看得很清楚,
very clear.
原来, 但以理书第七章那里所给我们看见那个天国,
the kingdom of heaven that we saw in Daniel 7,
什么时候开始呢?
When did it begin?
是从道成肉身开始。
It began when the word became flesh.
但是不止如此,
but not only that,
什么时候人就得到国度呢?
When did the Son of Man gain the kingdom?
那里给我们看见一幅图画, 什么图画呢?
We see a picture there.
就是人子升到天上,
we see a picture of the Son of Man ascending to heaven.
驾云而来, 驾着云,
and came with the clouds. And that means he just came, ascended from earth. Because the Son of Man,
人子当然在人间嘛,
the Son of Man must be in the midst of men. If he comes to the throne, isn't that ascension? What does he do after he ascends? He made him Christ and Lord. On one hand, he received the Spirit from the Father, and he poured it down. That's the story of Pentecost. But on the other hand, he opened the seal.
第一个印,
the first, the second seal. Because God made him Christ and Lord.
所以我们要问说,
yes. When was the inauguration of the kingdom of heaven? When did he become Christ? It is not when he is to return.
他升天以后,
after he ascended to heaven, he gained the glory.
我要问弟兄姊妹,
I ask you,
门徒们, 他们看见主耶稣升天的时候,
when the disciples saw the Lord ascend,
他们亲眼看见他从橄榄山,
they saw him to go from the Mount of Olives to the clouds.
他们看见了,
they saw him.
但至于云端以后, 他们看不见,
what about after the clouds? They couldn't see him.
所以对于约翰来讲,
so for John, it was always a riddle.
一直到他写启示录的时候,
it was always a mystery until he wrote Revelation.
耶稣基督的启示,
he said the revelation of Jesus Christ.
云端这一边,
before the clouds,
神已经借着约翰给我们约翰福音了，那个启示已经给了。
John gave us revelation through the Gospel of John.
但是从云端到宝座是怎么一回事呢?
But from the clouds to the throne, what happened?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在终于神把那个秘密揭开了，所以我们有了启示录。
God then reveals that secret and gives us revelation.
但是问题在这里,
but here's the question, problem.
如果彼得看不见, 如果约翰看不见,
if John couldn't see,
彼得也看不见,
Peter couldn't see past the clouds.
当五旬节的时候,
at Pentecost,
他根据什么说神已经立他为主为基督了?
According to what did he say that God made him Lord and Christ?
当然圣灵启示他的,
of course the Holy Spirit revealed it to him. But the Holy Spirit uses words that God has already spoken and speaks to the people.
很清楚, 弟兄姊妹,
so very clear.
当你读到但以理第七章的时候,
when you read Daniel 7,
过了50年以后,
after 50 years,
到但以理当然进步了,
he has improved.
当然他生命加深了,
his life has grown.
他能过去看年轻是看见外面，现在看见里面。
Before he might have seen the outward when he was young, now he can see the inward.
他过去只看见我们的国家亡了，我们需要有一个弥赛亚叫我们能够起来。
Before he can only see that we need a king for our nation.
但是现在他看见,
but now he sees
那些被压迫的人,
those who are oppressed
需要蒙拯救,
they need to be saved.
就像以色列一样,
just like the people of Israel.
但压迫的人何尝不需要拯救呢?
Who are the oppressed ones that don't need a salvation?
你以为压迫他们的罗马人就不需要救主吗？
Do you think that the oppressors, like the Romans, don't need a savior?
不管被压迫或者压迫别人，通通是罪人。
Whether you're oppressed or you're an oppressor, you're a sinner.
所以他的名字叫耶稣。
So his name is Jesus.
要把他的百姓从罗马帝国铁蹄下拯救出来吗？不是。
Is he just to save those out of the Roman Empire?
要把他们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
No, it's to save them out of sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在他看见了。
Now he sees.
这里有个人子的国。
The kingdom of the Son of Man.
在前面四个王以后。
After these first four kings,
而且他升到天上得着国的。
And when he ascended to heaven, he gained the kingdom.
所以那是天国，没有疑问的。
That is the kingdom of heaven.
为什么弟兄姊妹？因为到天上得着那个国度的嘛。
Because you gain that kingdom in heaven.
亚当的国。
The kingdom of Adam
只是地上的国。
Is but on this earth.
他只是全地的王。
He is the king of this whole earth.
但是天国告诉我们他是宇宙的王。
But kingdom of heaven shows that he is the king of the universe.
因为神把万有万物都伏在他的脚下。
Because God has put all things in subjection under his feet.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
但以理用时间的望远镜。
So Daniel used the telescope of time.
他看见有人从云端到宝座。
The binoculars of time, and he saw someone on the throne.
他好像拿了 video camera 来看整个的事情。
It's as if he's using a video camera.
弟兄姊妹，但以理所看见的。
What Daniel saw
是那一天，是那一天，约翰跟彼得在橄榄山上看不见。
Is what John and Peter on the Mount of Olives that day what they could not see?
感谢主。
Thank you.
根据这个启示。
According to this revelation,
保罗给我们看见说。
Paul shows us.
那一天主升天的时候。
After the Lord ascended,
他是超过一切。
He is above all.
不止如此。
Not only that.
最后神让万有都伏在他的脚下。
Then God put in subjection all things under his feet.
神给他一个超万民之上的名。
His name above all names.
弟兄姊妹，万口无不称颂他为主。
And all declare him as Lord.
万膝无不跪拜。
And all knees bow down.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是国度全是你的。
The kingdom, thine is the kingdom.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
所以自从这个国度在五旬节那天开国以后。
So after the inauguration of the kingdom of heaven on the day of Pentecost.
就在五旬节那一天。
On the day of Pentecost.
圣灵降下来。
The Spirit came down.
120
people.
他们都从圣灵生。
They were born of the Spirit.
都从天上生。
They were born from above.
所以他们好像散兵部队一样。
They were like paratroopers.
是120人降在敌人的领土里。
120 of them descended upon enemy territory.
5000, 然后3120人。
And then 3,120.
8,120. 3,000 本来说,
Those 3,000 had said, crucify him, crucify
him.
Because they were under the feet of Satan.
他做了撒旦的发言人。
Because they were those who were declaring for Satan.
怎么现在你看见吗?
Do you see that?
120个人伏在神的脚下。
Because these 120 were in subjection under God's feet.
他们有天上的食物。
They have the food from heaven.
受天上的供应。
They were fed from heaven.
受天上的律法。
They had the rules from heaven.
他们要愿意转过第二脸来，走第二里路。
They would turn the other cheek, walk the second mile.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么称呼那个滩头阵地？
How do you call that beachhead?
那个就是天国在耶路撒冷显现。
That is the revealing of the kingdom of heaven.
但是不止在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
然后在安提阿。
In Antioch.
然后在以弗所。
In Ephesus.
然后在哥罗西。
Colossae.
今天到了北京。
Today to Beijing.
今天到了波特兰。
Taipei, Portland.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看见吗？在主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
主怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
在天国的福音要传遍天下。
That the gospel of the kingdom is to be preached throughout the world.
然后主要回来了。
And then the Lord returns.
所以这是教会的责任。
That is the responsibility of the church.
弟兄姊妹，你看见不管今天教会在哪里。
No matter where the church is.
天国的实际就在哪里。
The reality of the kingdom of heaven is there.
传福音的不是几个人得救。
When you preach the gospel, not just a few.
这些人从黑暗转向光明。
They go from darkness into light.
从偶像转向真神。
From idols into the true God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
因着基于教会的缘故。
For the sake of the, because of the church.
结果这个国就自自然就把神所失去的领土一个一个慢慢就收回来了。
This kingdom then recovers all the lost territories.
所以这就好像第二次世界大战的时候。
It's just like in World War II.
你记得整个法国不是沦陷在德国手里吗？
Do you remember when France was held, was taken captive by Germany?
1944年6月6号。
In 1944, June 6.
早上6点半的时候。
6:30 in the morning.
你知道有一次诺曼底大规模的登陆。
So you know the invasion of Normandy.
那个规模历史上从来没有过的。
That's something that never happened before in history.
不要忘记，就在前一天晚上天黑这个半夜以前。
But don't forget the day before midnight.
美国的空军跟英国的空军。
The British and the American Air Force.
他们就让伞兵部队就降落在敌后。
They already sent the paratroopers behind enemy lines.
好多好多的桥头堡。
And they had many many beachheads.
到了第二天诺曼底登陆的时候。
And so when the invasion of Normandy happened.
整个法国就收拾回来。
All of France was recovered.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
有一天
One day,
我们的主脚要踩在橄榄山上。
Our Lord is going to step on the Mount of Olives.
他脚一踩在橄榄山上。
When his foot sets foot on the Mount of Olives.
就好像罗马的登陆一样。
It's like the invasion of Normandy.
明白吗？教会已经准备好了。
And then the church would have been ready.
教会在地上的为神掌权。
Church, will,
为神掌权。
The church will reign with Christ. And by the prayer of the church, what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. What is loose on earth is loose in heaven. Thank the Lord. When the Lord returns,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
圣经怎么说呢?
What does the Bible say?
地上的国就成为我主和主我主基督的。
The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ.
意思什么呢?
What does that mean?
现在神让万有都服在基督的脚下。
That means that God allows all things to be in subjection in the feet of Jesus.
到了末了的时候。
At the end.
你看见我们的神就把所有的仇敌都毁灭了。
Our God will then defeat all the enemies.
然后他把这国就交给神。
And then he will deliver the kingdom to God.
那就是千禧年以后。
And that is after the millennium.
然后弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们就与神作王一直到永永远远。
And then we will reign with him forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神的国一直到神的国。
The kingdom of God goes to the kingdom of God.
当撒旦起来 challenge 神的国的时候。
When Satan rises up and challenges the kingdom of God.
当这个世界上宇宙有个杂音说这个天国不全是他的。
When there is this background noise that says this kingdom is not all his.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从永远到永远。
From eternity to eternity.
最后神成功了。
God will have success.
当我们的主把国交给当我们的主把国交给神的时候
When the Lord delivers the kingdom to God and Father.
圣经怎么说呢?
What does the Bible say?
圣经非常清楚的圣经非常清楚告诉我们说神在万物之上为万物之主。
He's very clear that it says that God may be all in all.
In all. 那不要忘记这句话什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是国度全是你的。
That means thine is the kingdom.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见国度是他的。
That we can see that the kingdom is his.
神在第一个人身上失败得不到的在第二个人身上完全得到。
What he could not gain from the first man, he gained from the second.
所以你看见吗?主耶稣人子不光为着叫做我们的救主。
The son, Jesus, the son of man, not only was our savior.
因为这个缘故。
But for this reason.
他能建立国度。
He can build the kingdom.
叫仇敌蒙羞。
So that this enemy would be ashamed.
叫他的儿女们得到祝福。
And that his children would be blessed.
然后能力和荣耀全是他的。
And his is the power and glory.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们把这些话继续交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to commit these words further into your hands.
我们特别想到这一次第一次来的弟兄姊妹。
We especially pray for those who are here for the very first time.
我们特别为着年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And we pray for those young brothers and sisters.
我们请你圣灵做翻译的工作。
We do pray that your Holy Spirit would do the work of translation.
你说到一个地步，能说到他们能懂。
Speak to the point that they can understand.
让他们从今天开始。
That even from today.
他们看见这国度能力。权柄荣耀都是属于神的。
They can see that thine is the power, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
我们在你面前下拜。
We do prostrate before you.
感谢你,
we thank you
给我们这样的聚会,
for giving us such a meeting,
给我们这样的信息,
for giving such a message,
因为国度是你的,
because thine is the kingdom,
因为能力是你的,
because thine is the power,
荣耀也是你,
because thine is the glory.
靠主耶稣基督的圣灵,
in Jesus' victorious name.